a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Thanks for staying with us through that quick three-minute break, everyone. Mary and I are now back and ready to talk all things RV, which may turn out to be the best way, frankly, to travel this summer and fall. Before we say hello to James Ashurst, Executive Vice President with RVIA. You may also know them as Go RVing. They are the Recreational Vehicle Industry Association. A quick word about our sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
I agree on that point about best way to travel this summer. Well, whether you plan to take an RV this year or travel somewhere by car, plane, rail, or even a bus, whether it's the Platinum Collection that we travel with, the MaxLite Series that Rudy enjoys, or something from any of their other collections, one of the most important items that it helps to ensure a successful trip is quality luggage. So with the extra time we all have in our hands these days, now's the time to get your Travel Pro for all your future travels.
And it certainly is. Travel Pro Luggage is the choice of flight crews and frequent travelers, and they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. With Mother's Day ahead on May 10th, and even Father's Day is not too far off on June 21st, or maybe you know someone graduating from college. Check out TravelPro.com for all their product lines and specials, or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, now we're going to patch in RVIA's James Ashurst on that show hotline and talk about a way to travel that makes an awful lot of sense when social distancing.
James, thanks for checking in with Mary and me, and we hope you and the RVIA team are doing as well as possible as we all navigate through this upside-down world that we're living through.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. I think we're all sort of getting used to what is this sort of new abnormal.
Yeah,
yes. If you will.
Yeah, that's exactly
really
the case.
Want to get outdoors.
I don't like this word new normal they keep saying, so it's a good one, a new abnormal. I like that better. So listen, you know, Mary and I, we've got two sons in college, and back in early March when their schools were shutting down and there was early talk about the coronavirus spreading, I said to Mary that we should probably look into renting a larger RV, because if we parked it in our driveway, we could hook it up to the water and electric from our house, and since the Wi-Fi routers would be within reach, you know, we'd have built-in place to isolate any member of our family if someone needed a quarantine. I share that with you for this reason. I actually looked at the pricing. It was about $35 a day for a larger RV. Just before the show today, I looked again. It's now three times that at $100 a day. And I'm sure it's because we've heard that emergency workers, medical response personnel, government agencies are now using a larger number of RVs during the pandemic. Can you share with us how the industry is really helping America during this time of need?
Yeah, you know, I think the RV industry, like so many industries, has really tried to step up and help where we can. You know, we do make a product that is sort of uniquely positioned to help in this space. We've seen both our manufacturer members as well as our supplier members, you know, donate medical supplies and PPEs, masks, sanitizing solutions. Our dealers as well as our OEMs have donated RVs for healthcare workers to create healthcare base camps, mobile testing facilities. And then also for isolation facilities for doctors and nurses. So, you know, it's happening at the local level. It's happening at the national level. You know, in addition, our partners in the campground space, we've been working hard to try to keep campgrounds open. They are, you know, a great place for Americans. You know, this time of year, you've got a lot of travelers in from Canada, too, snowbirds who come across the border, and campgrounds have been a great place for people to self-isolate, as well as for those seasonal campers to stay in one place and not be out on the road. So, again, a lot of industries have stepped up, but we're trying to help where we can and when we can, because, again, we're all in this together.
Absolutely. Well said. James, once we do start to see recovery, whenever that is, you know, Robert and I do feel strongly that we have a responsibility to our show fans, to our 450-plus stations who run our program, and, of course, our travel sponsors, to not only talk the talk but walk the walk, meaning just like as we've always done, at some point when it's safe and it's responsible, we are going to be back out, you know, on the road traveling. And there's a lot of talk within the industry that domestic is where recovery will slowly start to begin first, which may include more driving trips, whether it's business or leisure. Robert and I are actually considering doing a 2 or 3 week RV trip this summer. I'm not sure where yet. Again, it's going to depend on what's open and what's safe. But we think that the recreational vehicle industry is uniquely positioned. As you just mentioned, you're uniquely positioned to help during this pandemic, because when you're in an RV, you're sort of isolated anyway. But as well as for people who do want to do some sort of travel this summer while still social distancing, do you think the RV industry is ready to handle this in terms of volume? Because you may see it this summer.
Well, I agree with that wholeheartedly. I mean, at this point right now today, we strongly encourage Americans to follow federal and state guidelines with respect to social distancing and those behaviors. But as we start to emerge as a nation and start to move on from some of these home orders, we're very confident that consumers are going to want to get outdoors again. And we feel that RVs are the perfect way to do both. Americans love the freedom of the outdoors and that enrichment that comes with living an active outdoor lifestyle, I should say. We do think there's going to be a significant change, however, mm-hmm. to how people travel. And we, to your point, we also think RVs are a wonderful opportunity for people to continue to enjoy their vacations with their families mm-hmm. while still being able to adhere to social distancing, which we think is probably going to be around in some way, shape, or form for the foreseeable future. So I can tell you RV dealer lots mm-hmm. Right now are very well stocked. Their inventory is very strong. As of right now, manufacturing is scheduled to come back online the first week of May. So we're hopeful that we'll be able to meet demand.
Well, and I think a lot of that's because, again, it provides a flexibility and a convenience. I mean, it's affordable. I mean, there's a lot of things there. You know, I'm going to say this. Anyone who's listened to our program over the years, you know, they know that Mary and I, we've traveled to some incredible places. We've enjoyed some one-of-a-kind and special travel experiences, many with our kids. But yet, I can honestly say that one of the best times that we had was when we took a family 10-day RV trip 10 years ago or so, whenever it is at this point. And we went from St. Louis to Kansas City to the Iowa State Fair in Des Moines. We always say that is America. Went to Omaha, eventually made our way up to Mall of America in Minneapolis. I even recall using an RV back during the Persian Gulf War for some business meetings down the Eastern Seaboard. So I would love to know, from your standpoint, maybe some of your most memorable or favorite RV trips and experiences.
Well, I'm the proud father of identical twin nine-year-old girls. So every summer, we don't own an RV currently right now, but we rent a park model RV, which a lot of the campgrounds have, the KOAs, the Jellystones, and even right. the mom and pop campgrounds across the country. My daughters love it. Their grandfather lives in Florida. He has a camper. They've mm-hmm. got a towable. They've driven up from Florida and met us, and we've stayed at a campground and met them. So I'm also an avid college football fan.
That's perfect.
And I can tell you that tailgating with an RV has spoiled me forever going back to standing in a parking lot behind a pickup truck or a sedan. So I'd have to say time with my family and then also enjoying a good tailgate at a football game. You know, to your point early on, though, I think what you talked about was, you know, RVs provide a certain sense of freedom to plan your itinerary, but more importantly, they allow you a better sense of control of your travel experience, and they allow you to travel where you want, when you want. The big question that we get a lot of times is, how do I get started? How do I get into RVing? And I think a lot of times it's more daunting than it needs to be. GoRVing.com is an excellent site with lots of resources. It's a site, and it's a program that's managed. The Go RVing program is managed by us at RVIA as well as our partners at RVDA, with some input from the campgrounds as well. So I think GoRVing.com is a great tool for anyone who's considering getting into RVing.
Well, I want to shift gears a little bit and go in this direction with you. I've heard it from a few of our sponsors. I've seen it with other companies out there. I just want to know, you know, you mentioned that things are coming back online, but there is this disruption in the supply chain, and therefore there are some procurement problems that are happening out there. I'm curious, in the RV manufacturing world, are you aware of any, you know, supply chain disruptions or procurement problems, or does it look like things will be okay and be able to meet the demand that Mary mentioned earlier?
In talking with our members and talking with the suppliers, right now we feel pretty good about where we are in terms of being able to meet that need. Again, dealer lots are pretty full right now because they were buying leading up to what was going to be the launch of selling season. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's been pushed back a little bit. But in talking with dealers, you'd be surprised how many of them are open and how much online business is happening right now. So we feel very confident about the ability to meet the need and what we think will be a growing need for people interested in RVing.
Okay.
I think you're going to see things twofold. I think you'll see not only current RVers wanting to upgrade the product that they're in, but I think what we've been seeing the last couple of years is that the fastest growing segment is young families.
Yeah, the millennials getting into that. Well, James, I'm sorry. We're going to have to leave it there for today. I really do thank you for checking in with us. Our best to you, your family, and team. Stay safe, and let's talk again real soon, okay?
Thank you so very much.
James, thank you.
All right, just hit the release on James, Mary. There he goes. Again, folks, it's something really to consider for a way to get back out there and travel this summer. For sure. So right now we're going to pause for a quick break. Be sure to connect with us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram at RM World Travel. That's going to do it for our B-Block segment today. During the break, we're going to have Bobby, Patch, and Rudy again for our C&D blocks up next before Mary and I are back with you for more from the New York City area as we check in with additional affiliates from around the country this hour and next for our National Communal Forum. Stay with us, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.